Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi.
What's going on, gang? Welcome to the brand new Tuesday episode of Young Daddy. You already know you're in good company. How the fuck are you? Your week going okay so far? Is it doing all right? Everything hanging where it's supposed to be? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I know what you're saying.
I'm talking about your dick and balls. You know what I'm saying?
It's so big right now, it hurts.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? How the fuck are you? Just a couple of quick announcements. Daddy's going on tour. You already know. So I'm probably coming to a city near you this year, maybe even your fucking city. A lot more shows are coming. We're working with some venues right now and some really cool places, so I'm excited about that. But March 19th in Providence, Rhode Island, March 20th in Portland, Maine, March 24th, Chicago, Illinois, and the next day I'm in Tampa, Florida. I haven't been to any of these cities before.
Have you had any pussy from any of these cities?
Never. So
what do you think?
I hear Tampa is wild.
Tampa? Oh, I'm thinking rings everywhere.
I think Tampa.
Piercings.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a lot of belly piercings. Button. And I hear it's all strip clubs in Tampa.
Oh, my. Fake boobs.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited for Tampa. I'm going to have a strip club night. And then March 28th, I'm in Poughkeepsie, New York for the first time. And April 29th, we're doing a Young Daddy Live podcast in New York City. So if you're in one of these fucking cities and you don't come to these shows, shame on you. All right, bring some fucking friends. Bring the gang out. Let's have a great fucking time. You know, let's party and have a good ass time. Grab a drink after. But that's pretty much it. And as always, let people know you're listening to the pod. Take a screenshot. Post it online. I got a very special guest in the building.
Here I am.
Well, the very Jewish Tori Piskin is here.
Jewier than ever.
When's the last time you were on? Have you been on in a while?
I think I was on recently. Like, yeah, a month ago.
On a Patreon maybe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm back on the main feed, people. We made it back.
Okay. Well, welcome
number
back.
Number one, you know when you're like the number third rotation, then you make it to number one?
Yeah.
Ugh, I love that feeling.
Yeah, you've been sucking good dick, you know? You're back.
I'm back.
You're back in the cut.
Back.
Yeah. So what's new with you? Last I heard you started a rumor about an ex-lover.
I did start a rumor. You know, it felt pretty good. So if you guys remember, I think I told you when Jared Freed was on that I was sleeping with this guy who had a boat.
Yeah.
And he wasn't good at sex. And I tried to explain to him why he wasn't good at sex.
Yeah.
And instead of being like the normal 32-year-old man he should have been like, yes, let's listen why I'm not good. Let's hear the technique.
Right, right.
He decided then to never like reach out again. I was like, all right, I don't think
this
guy ever.
Yeah, well, he's in his 30s. Once a guy's in his 30s, he's not learning new game.
No,
you know?
No. He spat on my vagina. Did I ever tell you that?
What's wrong with that?
It wasn't hot. It was like I was an old car, and he was like 70. He was like, "I'll take this out for a nice spin."
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, it was like the spit that Rose did in the Titanic, where she learned to spit for the first time."
I don't remember that.
Well, I'm sure you're listening.
She spit on his dick in the Titanic.
No, she spit.
That'd be a great fucking movie.
That's the porn version.
Yeah.
No, she spit like on the, I don't even know, like on the dock or something. Like Jack was showing her how to spit for the first time.
Yeah.
And she took this anyway. So the sex with him was not good. I really liked him. I tried explaining in the nicest way. I said, hey, I think it's just your tech. Because he said, oh, the last time you came, it took you a long time. And I said, well, to be totally honest, I think it's like your technique.
Yeah.
My therapist said that was really nice of me the way I approached it.
Right.
I didn't say you're bad at sex. I didn't say any of that.
Yeah.
I think he really was ego hurt because he's a guy that apparently like gets a lot of girls. And I just think he just doesn't know that like a girl maybe just can't come just from like a dick and in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
He puts his dick in, like, you know when like someone gives you money, like slips you a 10 like in a pocket, like,
yeah,
here, and then that's it, and they like leave.
It's real quick.
That's what he thinks sex is. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm coming from that. Like, no, then,
yeah,
put some work in. So long story short, I told this some friends of his in his hometown. I didn't mean to say the sex was bad, but you know, we're a comic, I gotta get it out fast. So they, yeah, said, didn't you date Boat Guy? And I said, yeah, the sex wasn't good. And so then, you know, everyone
likes. Well, of course, he has a boat. Any guy with a boat has no dick game. That's the rule. You should
have
had
a nice dick if he ever listens.
I think you showed me a picture of it.
I did? Oh, I think I did.
Yeah. But if you're having sex with a guy named Boat Guy.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, he's not going to be giving you good dick.
I didn't even get on the boat. I was dating him in January.
Good dick comes from poor neighborhoods. Good dick takes the three train.
Or emotionally unstable.
Yeah, but it takes the three train into town. It's covered in tattoos.
Or hiddenly gay. I'm sleeping with a guy who's could be gay. He is very good at sex.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Boat Guy. So I told him. So he found out that I didn't start a rumor that I told his friends back at home that he was not good at sex. He confronted me like a week ago.
What did he say?
He tried to do it like it was weird. He was like doing it in a flirty way. He was like, Tor, you got to stop telling people back at home that I'm not good at sex.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't say that. The words were taken out of context. I go, this is exactly what happened. I said, you know, someone asked me how we dated, what happened. I said, the last time we had sex wasn't good. I tried to explain why. Then the next thing I know, one of your rich friends that's 30 and lives at home with his parents is texting you. Tori says you're bad at sex.
Yeah.
So then he found out.
How did it spread?
It literally spread between one person, but he exaggerated and was like, you told everyone in my hometown I'm not good at sex.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in small towns, like word like that not spreads.
I guess. So he was really upset. He was like, Tor, you can't tell people that.
It's so funny that you just ruined a man's sexual reputation.
He was very upset.
Like, can you imagine he's having dinner with his dad and he's like, can you pass the grape? He's like, can you find the clit?
Yeah.
He's like, Jesus, and Dad, course, you too?
Of course, I told my mom, and she's like, that is so mean. That really hurts a man's ego. You better apologize.
Yeah.
So I saw him that night. He was like, he didn't say it in a mean way. He was like flirting with me. He was like, oh, like, Tor, you can't tell people that.
Nah, he was saying it in a mean way, but he was like.
And he kept pounding.
He was trying to pretend he didn't care.
Exactly. Yeah. He pretended he didn't. And he kept pounding me. And I kept saying, I'm really sorry. And I said, but also, like, you know, I didn't really like how you ended our relationship. Like, I told you why it wasn't good and you didn't want to try to work on it.
A lot of times, like, if you break up with a girl and she's, like, immature about it, she'll be like, your dick is small, but you took to the town council. You're like, I didn't like the way this ended, so this guy,
exactly.
No stroke game, no technique. I felt like he was slipping me a 10 all night.
I mean, listen, do I feel bad? Yes, but I was honest with him.
Yeah.
I feel like I really help so many of these girls out here. He's thinking everyone's coming just from his touch.
No, all you're doing is now his, I guarantee.
Do you think he has a bad ego? Do you think, what do you think his sex is?
He's probably never going to get hard again. And it's all because of you. He's going to just
Do you think I should have pity sex with him?
No. But I think he's going to just get on that boat and he's just going to sail out into the vast ocean to never be found again. And then you're going to find a bottle wash up on shore with a note in it that says,
here's my cum.
It just says, fuck you, Tori. That's
well,
it.
I don't really know what's happening. So he kept hounding me that like, and I kept saying, I'm sorry. And he kept repeating it over and over again. What is that?
The fucking dog keeps running over to try to play fetch and he doesn't understand.
But you just brought out a spray bottle, like a pepper spray?
It's called a pet corrector. And if I even hold it up to him, he runs.
Wow.
It's
that's
just
like
air.
With the Boca, if I brought a vibrator, he would just run away.
It's just air, but I guess the sound is like very high.
Very hard.
So
okay.
He fucking hates
so
it.
So if a girl started that rumor about you.
If a girl told everybody in my hometown that I'm bad at sex.
Would you feel awful? How would you feel? Even though you know you're not bad at sex.
I would think it's hilarious because like I happen to think I'm very, very good at sex.
But okay.
So I wouldn't care.
Right.
I think because I wouldn't give a shit.
He's hot and he gets a lot of girls, so I don't know why he cares so much.
Because I do think we men want to be known as being good at sex. I think that's a lot of our like they
identity.
Say that. Yeah. They say that like men who are unemployed actually cheat the highest.
Because they have more time on their hands?
No, it's because they're unemployed, they feel like kind of useless as a man.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So in order to feel powerful and have some kind of confidence as a man, they get it physically through sex, like through other people wanting to have sex with them. So I think that's there are very basic primal needs, I think, attached to all of us, and I think that's one of them. But for me personally, because I feel like I'm a good fuck.
Yeah, you would like laugh about it.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, okay. And
right.
Like, and I maybe would just go on my podcast and be like, let me tell you a thing about
Sarah. Right, but
he
doesn't have a podcast. He just has a boat.
Yeah.
He's like telling the specific. He's like, let me tell you something about Tori.
Yeah.
But I did feel bad because then he said.
But I wouldn't name drop the person. I would just be like, this girl trying to say I'm bad at sex. I was like, yeah, well, what, you know, and then I'd be like, this is what she did, you know.
Now I feel bad. I do feel bad. Should I write it? Should I? What should I do?
It's fine.
Just let it go.
Yeah. Didn't you say you apologized to him?
Apologized 500 times, and then he wouldn't stop. And then it was weird.
He's like, I need you to write a letter to Tom.
No.
That says that I actually am good at sex.
Like my dick and friends. Yeah. He kept repeating because he would do this thing where he would like the whole night he was like flirting with me but telling me not to tell people I was bad at sex. And then at one point I was like, that's it, and I walked out and I left.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it. I was like, are you going to fuck me or not?
That's so insane. You're like, you're so bad at sex. Are you going to fuck me or not, dude? You're almost like, are you going to fuck me or should I tell your mom that you suck at sex?
I don't know. I just was like, what's happening? It's 1 o'clock. You're putting your arm in my leg. Yeah. You're yelling at me that I've told people you're bad at sex.
Well, you told one person that he's a bad fuck and that person told another person.
That other person has no life, so that they think it's funny to.
Yeah. But so where'd you leave off with that guy?
So then I texted him the next day.
He's probably like fucking Tom Hanks in Castaway right now. Just got a beard out
with
on
Wilson?
The boat. Yeah. He's just fucking a ball named
no,
Wilson.
No, Wilson is the, what is the thing where you put, it's a fake vagina. What are fake vaginas called again?
Like
a flash,
what?
Fleshlight?
A fleshlight?
Yeah, just him and a fleshlight called Wilson.
Yeah. Wilson!
So I text him the next day because my mom told me, she goes, that is not nice. You should text him. It's a man's ego that you really hurt him.
Your mom's right. Your mom's old school, and I like that.
Right. So I texted him being like, hey, I'm really sorry. The words got taken out of context.
Yeah.
Like, something. And then he was like, hey, I'm not mad at you. I just want to tell you how I felt. And I'm like, yeah, 500 times for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And he's like, but still love, because I'm going to LA in a month. He's like, but still love to see you before you go to LA.
You should just send him like a Google image of like a diagram of the vagina. And be like,
or should I just like, is it weird that like, even though I think he thinks I'm bad at sex.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I was so open just being like, he's bad at sex, because I felt like he thought I wasn't good at sex.
Yeah.
And it hurt my ego.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's probably a lot of goofy white guys out there that aren't good at sex. It is what it is. Listen, sex takes rhythm. Okay. You got to have a little flavor in you. And we're back. My fucking batteries died.
I can't believe your battery died in the middle of me asking a question that has gone through my head since the day I hit 14.
What?
If a guy is not a good kisser, does that mean he's not going to be good at sex?
I would say almost 100% of the time, the kiss will indicate.
So I've dealt with a lot of my boyfriend from high school who was dyslexic and something else definitely was going, not autistic, just very dyslexic and not.
Yeah.
The
well, all that, like, autism is, like, a spectrum. So it's, like,
he just wasn't, I don't know what happened to him, but he had the biggest dick I've ever, still to this day, seen. I'm 20 and a half.
That's justice.
10 years ago, I've seen, you know how many dicks I've seen in 10 years?
How many dicks?
I honestly don't.
If you had to guess how many dicks you've seen in the last 10
years. Dicks or
had
sex? Because I haven't really had.
No, dicks. How many dicks have you made eye contact with in the last 10 years? That's it?
Yeah, I don't think that much.
It's not that many dicks.
No, I think I've slept with maybe, like, 15 people? No, maybe less than 15.
No. No way.
Yeah, I don't sleep with that many people.
Get the fuck. I just name like 8 guys you've banged. What are you talking about?
No, I do a lot of other things. I just don't have sex with them.
Really?
Yeah, because in my head I'm like, oh, I don't want my number going up. Like,
only 15?
Yeah, I think I really don't. That's why they always compliment me. That's why they always say your vagina's so tight. And
I think the average for like a 24-year-old chick is somewhere between like 6 to 25.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was 24, I think I only slept with like 3 people.
Really? Well, you're also in a relationship for like 3 years.
Yeah,
right?
I was in a relationship. But
yeah,
then when
you
you're
only had 2 dicks during those 3 years.
But then when you're single, ooh, you really make up. Don't you love it when you're when you're single, you really make up for those 2 years you were in a relationship?
Oh, yeah. Whenever you're newly single coming out of it, you go on a spree.
I did go on a spree.
Yeah.
Did you go on a spree?
Yes. Well, the thing was, in my last relationship, I was technically allowed to get blowjobs when I was on the road.
Okay.
So,
but I love how like that's like a rule like you have when you're like 40 years into marriage.
Yeah, but or, you know, a comedian. So it's
right,
like,
that's true.
But the thing was, the whole time I was trying to make the relationship exclusive. And she was the one fighting back. She was like,
oh, so that's why you're probably into her.
She was she was being exclusive on her end, mm-hmm. but like was saying like, no, like you can get blown on the road. And I was like, all right. Even though we'd be having dinner, I'd be like, listen, like, let's just be the two of us. Like,
yeah.
I want that. That's totally fine. She would always push it off. So
maybe she just didn't want to give you blowjobs. Did you ever think of that?
No, she did though. Oh. So, but what it was she was, you know, we had one big fight and it just, the relationship never recovered.
Ooh.
And she had this thing where she's like, I want you to to prove it to me, like earn it, like be, you know, she wanted me to basically be like this white knight and fix everything. And for me, it's like, once we're 4 months into a relationship, like, I'm not going to do that. Like,
I always have that problem. It's like, if you have your first fight in a certain amount of months, like, does that mean the relationship is going to not be good?
Well, it's
like, when should be your first fight? That's always a question I have.
You can't control when you're going to have your first, like, real fight. But, you know, we had like our first fight and we broke up for like 10 hours. And but immediately,
what was the fight about?
Basically, like, she was in another country. And like the communication was all fucked up. Like, nothing felt.
She's on WhatsApp. You're FaceTiming another girl. It's
and I felt like very like, you know, like something's wrong. Uh-huh. So I was like, and we were like arguing. And I, you know, at the time I was like very, when I would be upset, I would like take to an Instagram story and like do some passive aggressive shit. Exactly. So that was like where we were at, and I wasn't making it any better. And then I was like, we started arguing. I was like, all right, because I felt like this person wants to break up with me. Mm-hmm. That was the feeling I had. So I text, and instead of waiting in the silence, I texted him. I was like, all right, so we should break up. And then she was like, what? Like, that's, why would you do that?
So you're very, like,
I'm very impulsive.
Which is not good.
I know.
It's really not good for a relationship. I used to be like you.
Yeah.
I would, like, if I wasn't even getting my way, I would fake cry.
Yeah, that's crazy. But
I would be like, and he would know it. One of my exes was like, you're fake crying. I was like, no, I'm not. He's like, Tori, there are no tears. I was like, because I'm all teared out because of you. And then I would like splash water. I'm like, see what you've done to me.
That's just insane. That's psychopathic.
That was insane in relationship.
But no, I've gotten a lot better about it now of just like.
Yeah, because you've grown.
Yeah, but that, and but once, here's the thing. Once you have that first fight, You either both go, okay, I like being with you and I want to be with you, and let's focus on the big picture and resolve that and get better about, you know, treating problems when they come up, or you let it just fucking ruin the relationship for the next 3 months.
But I think that also, I'm not bringing up age, but I think that might be an age thing.
I
bet you if you talk to yourself when you're like my age now, 4 years later, five, you would probably be like, oh yeah, I just like wasn't mature enough to handle that fight.
Yeah, and I agree. And that's why I think most relationships don't work in your early 20s, because like,
unless you're two dull, boring people that like, you know, he got her a Michael Kors bag for Christmas. She got him like a Fossil watch and they're fucking happy. Like,
they're
just
happy,
basic people.
It.
I wish I was a little basic. Maybe I would have a boyfriend.
Yeah. But, you know, I think what a relationship is every single day you both look at each other and decide to go, let's focus on the big picture. Let's continue trying to be together.
Someone once said that like a business is, I mean, did you say a business is a, no, sorry. Oh, that was so dyslexic. A relationship is really a business partner.
Yeah.
But that like scares me. I'm like, wait, so you like, I don't
You're
know.
Like, what are your greatest strengths?
I know. Like, I feel like now that I'm hitting 30, it's like scaring me.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, like, do I not, like, is it not, like, I can't have the feeling, like, when I see them, it's not like, oh, I think they're cute. It's like, oh, I think you make a great CEO for the Piskin family.
Yeah, your business is like, got everything must go stickers on it.
Yeah.
You're like, we really need somebody to turn this around.
Yeah, so I'm just like, what? Like, I don't even know what I'm looking for. It's a problem.
Well, how old are you now?
28 and a half.
Yeah. No, it's pretty much over. You have a year left.
Thank God my boobs still look like the same they did when I was 16. Yeah. It's amazing.
You do look 22.
Feeling 20. Yep. I probably go about my life like I'm.
Yeah. Do you ever worry? I feel like in society, there's this like kind of feeling of like once a girl hits 30 and she's single, it's like.
Yeah. I'm honestly
something's
very
wrong.
Scared. Mm. I took a big sigh. Well, I said it on my podcast. I went to this bachelorette party and all of my friends were like 20, a lot of them were 27 and married or engaged.
Yeah.
But they had been with their boyfriend. So it's really hard being like the only single. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, shit. Like, I'm single.
Well, because I feel like whenever a lot of times if I meet a girl who's like 30 and single, she'll usually be like, I just got out of a 7-year relationship.
Right.
And it's usually like the big thing she was planning on just like did not work.
Right. So that's why I am kind of like, even though I'm like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel sad about being single. I rather be single than not being in like some 7-year relationship and then that not working out. Cause at least I'm still trying to find the person.
Yeah. 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 You know, but you know, what's interesting too, is like all of my guy friends are usually about 28 to 32 in age and they're almost all single.
But it's different for guys.
Yeah.
I think when it's like girls, it's like you start getting worried about your eggs. Wait, by the way, speaking of eggs, I don't want like any eggs right now. Like, I'm not talking food. So this neighbor, I think I told you about him. he hit on me in the subway 2 years. I need your advice. He hit on me in the subway like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Then but I had a boyfriend then, and I was like, all right, that guy's whatever. But I was like obsessed with my boyfriend at the time.
Okay.
Then a year later, I saw him on the street when I didn't have a boyfriend, and I was like, ooh, he's cuter, because he got buffer and he also got his teeth done.
Uh-huh.
He got like veneers, and like, you know, my dad's a dentist. I'm like, teeth. I'm like, oh, you're fucking hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then we went out. We didn't have sex for like a while. And then I recently, so we kind of do this thing where I see him like once a month. And the last few times I've seen him, we haven't hooked up. We just hang out for like 2 hours in my apartment.
Okay.
But he's like 36. But we like talk and have so much fun talking.
Okay.
But then he like says to me, he's like, you should really think about having kids. Like, you don't want to be like 35 and be single. I feel like that's his way of being like, I like you, but like, I don't want anything from you.
Yeah.
What do you think? I feel like girls have this problem.
You that,
like, have you ever had this problem, like, listeners, have you had this problem where, like, you hooked up with a guy and he clearly doesn't want to commit, but you're still hanging out, but now it's not a sexual hangout anymore, but now he's just giving you, like, general advice about, like, oh, don't date these type of guys, even though you're not asking
for
that.
Well, I feel like men, we do shit like that if we're trying to indicate, like, this is not going to be serious.
Right,
between us.
Exactly.
Because
so I think, that's what
I think
doing.
A lot of men have the fear of, like, we don't want to lead you on.
Right.
And then make you think that we're going to be something. So,
right.
Like, I find that I have a thing where, like, if I, like, I become kind of, like, closed off if I'm worried that the girl likes me and I want to make sure she knows, like, I don't like her.
Right. So I think that's what he was doing by saying, like, oh, like, and then the best is I told him I was going to LA for a few months and he was like.
What I mean by like her is, like, you either decide, like, is this going to be go the distance or not? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is this somebody I would want to spend years with?
But then why do they sit and talk to you for like 2 hours if they don't want to, just because they like talking to you?
But yeah, why not? You know, it's who doesn't like a little flirty? But the thing is,
no, but
I'm
we
sure,
don't do anything.
But I'm sure you could have sex with them. Like if you just.
If I indicated it.
Yeah. If you initiated, it would happen.
Well, so well, then I go to him. Oh, I'm going to LA for a few months. He goes, oh, that sucks. I'm going to miss you. He goes, we'll talk every day. We don't even talk every day in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told him, I go, oh, wait, now you like me that I'm moving across the country?
Yeah.
And he's like, that's funny. I was like, oh, great.
Well, that is another thing, too, is like when you feel like that person's like leaving.
And then he goes to me. So I don't know when this is coming out, but he goes to me. This was last week. He goes, I'll be back March 10th. I'm going away for 10 days. I go, okay.
Yeah.
But why is he telling me that?
He comes back in town. He's like, why'd you tell everybody I'm bad at sex?
I'm like, no, that's a different guy, different guy. Yeah. No, but why is he telling me to, like, why is he saying that about the March 10th thing?
I don't know. You know what it probably is this could be a friends with benefits situation.
But we haven't hooked up, like, the last, like, three, we haven't hooked up since January.
Yeah.
But he's like.
Oh, you guys have already hooked up in the past.
Yeah, we've already hooked up, and now it's just, like, a friendship.
Yeah.
That we just, like,
so
talk.
So maybe that's all it is. It's, like, a friendship that you're, like, slightly attracted and you could have that sexual chemistry, but he's also not dying for it, you know.
Exactly. I don't think he's dying.
Sex takes
for
a
it.
Lot of energy.
Yeah, and
I have friends like that who are like girlfriends.
You've
who
already
like,
slept with them.
I've already slept with. We're good friends, but every once in a while, if we've like been drinking, that like I'll be like, yeah, maybe we should have sex,
right?
Even but like you know that it's probably not going to be worth it. Like, it's going to put a damper on whatever
on the friendship.
Yeah, whatever your relationship is.
But did you
is.
Meet them in a friend atmosphere, or did you meet them on, like, an app?
I feel like men and women never truly meet in a friend atmosphere.
Okay,
like,
well,
that's
I'm talking work. For us, it's stand-up. Like,
yeah. Yeah, for...
Have you ever had someone you've met, like, on an app, and then you guys slept together, and then you just became friends?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
But the problem is, like, if as a man... Like, if you're having good sex with a girl, and because I was talking to a girl that, like, I sleep with, and I asked her, I was like, is it really that hard for you guys to find, like actually cool guys who you like talking to that are also great at sex? And she was like, honestly, like, yeah, it's like, very hard to find that.
It's hard to find both.
Yeah. And I was
like, look at me. I got the penny guy. He's great at sex, but he's fucking on the floor collecting pennies.
Yeah. And I was surprised because another comedian that I know. Like, good-looking guy. He's got very much, like, this rock and roll vibe, right?
Yeah.
He told me, he's like, now that he's, like, in his 30s.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care anymore if the girl comes or not. Like, I don't give a shit. He's like, they come over. We have good sex. And, but I don't, like, go down on them. I don't care if they orgasm. He's like, and he tells me, he's like, because I don't think that even matters. I think they're being tricked nowadays into thinking that's important, that they need that orgasm.
Wait,
he's like,
of course you need. Wait, this is first off, I think I know who you're talking about. So I'm like, I
no,
mean,
but and so, but I'm on the other side of it, right? Where
but,
I'm like,
who doesn't want to come?
Exactly.
Would he be upset? He would wait. He would
and this
be upset.
And this is what I said. Right, I was like, okay. Imagine if the girl wasn't making you come. And he was like, yeah, but it's different. He's like, because that's what I want as a man, is I just want to orgasm. For me, they want like a great conversation, being around a charismatic, funny person. And like, and
so,
he's
so,
like,
so he's saying.
And he's like,
listen.
And I give them that experience.
Oh, my God.
And I go, well,
this
what?
Is the funniest.
I know. This is like blew my mind. Because I'm on the other
what
side
you,
of it.
What you call, this is confidence.
I'm on the other side of it going like. Like, listen, like, I almost always feel like I'm going to go down on this girl and make her come as first as insurance.
Right.
Just as like, okay, now I'm free to have fun. I don't have to worry about it. Like, she's already
satisfied.
The rock
and roll guy's got the same attitude as the boat guy. The slipping
really?
Of the slipping of the dollar sex.
And I asked him, I was like, well, what percentage of like the women that you have sex with want to keep having sex?
Right.
And he was like, almost all of them. He's like, he's like, I'm a great time. They have good sex. They might not finish, but they have good sex. And he's like, and that's it. And he's like, and I give them that like rock and roll experience.
Oh my God. And this is too much for me.
I know. And I said, I was like, you are the biggest scumbag ever. And like, but I kind of respect it. It's a fucked up way.
But did he have like a bad breakup? Like, why does he feel this
way?
Well,
he told me, he was like, when I was your age, like I used to do what you do and I would really care and like want to make sure the girl came and all this shit.
It's so funny. I have this one guy in my life that I'm like hooking up with and I feel so bad that I'm kind of just using him for sexual purposes. Yeah. Like I feel so bad because I would never want someone to do that to me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this rock star who I think I know is swinging his personality dick. He's like, they should be happy.
Well, so everything this guy said to me, I told this girl who I was talking to, who said like it's hard to find. And I said, this is what that guy told me.
Right.
Could you ever date somebody like that? Like, could you date a guy who didn't make you come, but was a great time and was very charismatic and you loved being around him? And she really had to think about it.
I'm to be honest, when a guy has a good
personality, that was like shocking to me.
Yeah, when a guy has a, because. To be totally honest,
this is the cum versus personality dilemma.
I would still give a guy a lot of, say I have this guy, he's great on paper, but I just don't like talking to him, but the sex is great. And then I have the guy who like I have so much fun with, but the sex isn't good. I would still probably want to see the guy that I know I probably won't have the best sex with more.
Yeah.
Because that emotional connection is just.
And that's exactly what he said. He was like, for men, we want physical connection. Women want emotional connection.
Right.
And it's like, I think that is true to an extent. But I feel like as a chick, I just couldn't. Like, my thing is this. I would have a very hard time.
Yeah,
like,
but wait, the guy we're talking about, I don't think he's probably met a girl yet, or maybe he has in his past, but I don't think recently he's met a girl who's like, hey, you didn't fucking make me come.
Yeah, but my thing is like my own insecurity. I would have a really hard time coming and then just rolling over and going, all right, like good night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I would feel, I would have like guilt and shame in my chest of like, I'm a piece of shit. Like why this she's not going to orgasm, but I am. Like I would genuinely feel guilty. So
and
it's like,
I think I didn't know it was a men thing. I thought it was a woman thing that we feel more guilt.
Yeah.
Because I was telling my therapist, I was like, oh, like a few weeks ago, I was like, I think I'm just at a stage now where I just want to have fun, but I feel really guilty about it. And she goes, well, you know what's really funny? A man would never say that. She goes, I have men who are clients and they come in here and they say that, but they never say, oh, I feel guilty. They go, oh, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's dating. I'm just sleeping with you. And I'm like, but I feel so guilty because I never want to lead anyone on.
Yeah.
But this guy, this rock star.
But isn't that, the girl told me too, she's like, yeah, I have a friend who like was with her boyfriend for 2 years, even though the sex was terrible. Like she never came once in the 2 years. And like, you hear a lot from, you know, of women that like are in relationships and they're not orgasming, like especially regularly. And it's like, holy shit, you know, it's like it must be kind of common. You know what I mean? But I don't know. My own personality type though is like, I would feel like so fucking embarrassed if I was like, wow, I'm just never making, like, how do you like go out with your girlfriend and like hang out with other people when you know inside your chest, like, yeah, don't make her come.
Yeah. Like she's going to go get a drink, but then you're thinking, did it make her come?
That's... Yeah. Like it would be
but
on
also,
my
you're
mind.
Like you have emotion. I don't understand these guys that Well, they're very selfish, I guess, the guys that don't care about their girlfriends coming.
Or they've just decided, like, I think a big part of, like, for me to date somebody, be in a relationship with them, I have to be in love with their personalities and, like, love spending time with them and love talking to them.
Yeah.
That's really, like, kind of all it takes. I have to be attracted to them and have that.
Wait,
and
that's kind of like a lot. It's so funny. You're like, that's all I have to have. But it's like, also, it's so hard to find both.
Yeah, it is hard to find both. To be totally attracted and just really enjoy spending time with their personality. It's like the complementary personalities. You know what I mean? A lot of, it's all just chemistry. Like you, it's like for example, like one girl might be super sexy and we have great sex, but our personalities are only 60% in tune of like, how great is our rapport? How good is our conversation? Like, how funny is it? You know what I mean?
I was on OKCupid because I was doing like a brand thing for them for my Instagram. So I went on the app and literally within 3 minutes of the app, there were like three people I had dated on there. And they said we were only like 50% compatible. I'm like, oh, you could have not told me that sooner, OKCupid. I had to know that this guy was scared of ovens and the other guy was probably gay. Oh, now I'm figuring this out.
Yeah. I had this girl that I've been sleeping with. She like on a weekend, I texted her. I was like, hey, can I, like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm at this bar with friends. I told you this story. Right. And I was like, oh, should I come by? She's like, yes. Like smiley face. Like, right.
Smiley face.
So I was like, cool. So I go over there. And as soon as I walk in, she's like, all right, I fucked up. And I'm like, oh, no. And she goes, I invited another guy here. And I was like, that guy over there? And she's like, yeah, it's like two dudes like sitting in the group. And I'm like,
wait, she invited two dudes?
Like that guy and his friend.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'm just like, well, what do you want me to do now? She's like, well, obviously, like, I want to hang out with you. Like,
yeah.
You know, she's like, I was like, you don't understand how this is like a fucked up situation that like I got to sit here and worry about some other dude staring over the entire time being like, I came here for her. Who the fuck is that guy? You know what I mean? So I just left. I was like, I'm not going to deal with this.
But you left. You weren't upset that like you weren't going to get laid?
No. Cause
she wasn't even worth it.
That was the least of my concern at that point. I was just like,
do you think she fucked that guy?
No, but
would you have been upset?
No, because you know what it was? I just felt disrespected. Like I've never fucked that up. Like I've never invited a girl somewhere and then be like, hey, you're not going to believe this, but Rachel's here. You know what I mean? Like,
did that make you like her more though? Knowing that she's sleeping with other people? Did it make you think like, no.
For men,
jealousy doesn't work?
Jealousy works as long as it's not sex.
Like in what way?
Like men, we don't, like, here's the thing. For a guy, a way to keep us around is if we see another guy give you attention. Like that hits a primal chord in us that's like, whoa, like territorial. But for men, if we find out another guy is fucking you, it's like the wrong kind of attention.
Oh, then you feel like nauseated.
Yeah, then our brain is like ew, subverted. It's like a weird, I don't really know exactly why, but that's like the way our brains react to that.
If you're just like,
because we're like, men are such pieces of shit in that, like, well,
especially that rock star guy you're telling me about.
Yeah. Like even if we never want to be exclusive with you, like we know that, like, oh, I would never want to date this person.
Yeah.
If we find out you're like fucking other people or like if we see another person you're fucking, like it still like hurts us in a way of being like, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
I'm always worried that, like, going on dates, like, I'm worried if I'm dating someone and then that person's going to see me on a date with someone else. That's, like, my biggest concern about dating in New York City.
Yeah.
But then also, like, shouldn't I not care?
Well, it's because I think the average human is just so not good at processing seeing a person that you've hooked up with hooking up with another person.
I don't think I've ever been in that situation.
No.
In like college, maybe, but I've never been like seeing a guy and then like I went out and then I saw him like on a date with some other girl and I was still like technically dating him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that would really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, of course.
That would hurt my feelings.
I know. But it's like for men, I think it's our own ignorance though, of just being like, well, even though I don't want to be exclusive.
So how do I make
like,
a guy jealous then?
Who do you want to make jealous?
No, I'm just like in general, if I need to make someone jealous.
I don't think you should ever set out to try to make somebody jealous. So I'm not going to give you advice on that. I think that's always, if you're in a relationship where you feel like you have to make the other person jealous, I think you're in trouble. You know what I mean? It means shit's probably not
working.
Maybe
I felt that way with the boat guy.
Yeah, maybe you guys should work on some
nodding. I thought he'd be so good at sex because think about it. He's tying ropes. I thought he would be good with his hands.
That's so funny. My roommate was like, we were talking about using handcuffs.
Yeah.
Like with women, not just us two. And, right. He was like, I don't really like handcuffs. He's like, but I need to get my knot game back up. He's like, I need to remember how to do my ties. He's like, ropes are the best. He's like, I need to remember my knots.
I mean, this boat guy.
Did you guys do any rope play?
Nothing? Lev, this was like suburban boring sex. I think we honestly weren't compatible sexually.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Well, I mean.
He told me that too before the rumor went around.
You guys and all of Philadelphia knows now.
Before the rumor went around, he said us sleeping together was like one of us riding a skateboard and the other one was riding a pogo stick.
Yeah. Wow.
So he was kind of mean to me.
I mean, like, that's probably like a, I don't think that's mean, but it's like your guys' chemistry just wasn't synced up sexually.
Yeah, like when I would have sex with him, I would be like riding one way and then he'd be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, well, that's how I'm going to like orgasm. And then he'd be like, oh, well, that's not how I orgasm. I'm like, well, can I fucking orgasm?
Yeah.
Like it was like this fight.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, that's not a good mix. It's also that feels like a wrong mix of like dominance and submissiveness between
like,
you guys.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, it's all chemistry. You got to like you got to find the missing, you know, the missing piece for you. But let's jump into some fan emails. If you have an email, send it to yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. This one is called, Why Do Guys Keep Telling Me This Before They Come? Hello, congrats on the show. Very funny and on point. Context, I'm a moderately good-looking 26-year-old straight woman. Pretty high body count. By that meaning I lost count. Mostly accumulated during my college intern party girl years.
Okay.
So to the point. Four different guys I've hooked up with have told me mid-penetration, just before they're about to come, I'm going to get you pregnant. The first time the guy...
Where does this girl live?
The first time...
She's in the South.
The guy went as far as to say, I fucking want to fuck you pregnant and see you carry my babies.
All right, this is in the South. I'm
fucking plural.
No way this isn't Brooklyn guy with a tote bag saying this. Let me tell you that.
she goes, the first two guys, I just ignored the situation completely. And eventually we fizzled out. And then the last two, when they said it in the moment, I straight up looked at them and said in their ear in a very low, still moody but stern voice, don't fucking say that to me. I didn't want to kill the vibe, but this shit is mentally fucking me up. To be clear, none of these were one-night stands or first-time hookups, and with all of them, I was either on the pill or my current contraceptive, so coming inside me was discussed and consented to, so that ruled out the idea that perhaps it was really a fucked-up thing that they said to convince me. So she goes, like, what the actual fuck? What is happening in these male primal brains? Is this the real turn-on slash fantasy guys think about when they come inside and generally don't verbalize? Here's the thing. She says, I've told this to two girlfriends, and they're just as clueless as me. My only fear sexually, truly, is getting a girl pregnant.
Yeah.
That's my only fear. So that's why even when a girl tells me, like, I really want you to come inside of me, I almost never do. Like, even I probably come inside of a person every 2 years. Like, with my last relationship.
And you're, like, 23, so that doesn't say much.
Yeah, with my last relationship, like, I was coming inside of her from time to time.
Did she have birth control?
She had an IUD.
Okay.
But even then, like, my paranoia is, like,
right.
Is she trying to get pregnant? Like, is she just trying to get pregnant and keep a kid?
I think this is, where does this girl live? Like, we gotta know.
When I'm
what type of
bet.
Guys? I don't think these, first off, I'm not being racist. I don't think these are white guys.
Why?
I just don't think this is a white guy thing.
I think it is a white guy thing. I think
coming from someone who slept with 15 people at 28 and a half, I've never been had a guy tell me like.
I don't think this is common. What I do think is that all the men around you have unionized and decided to pull this prank on you. No, I'm kidding. But. I think if you're letting guys hit it raw, I could understand.
Maybe you just have a really amazing vagina.
I can understand where it's coming from. You know, it's not my fucking fantasy. And it's like the last thing I want to say sexually. But I think it's just a funny coincidence that keeps happening with you. Maybe guys like secretly are into this, but no dude has ever told me that. You know what I mean? But I also think like. When you're about to come, you're fucking somebody raw. That's your brain kind of goes immediately to that place, to that thought of like pregnancy. And I guess this is probably just their way of like trying to keep dirty talk going.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. This is the weirdest dirty talk I've ever.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't like it myself. I'm not into it. I highly doubt it's something you're putting out there. I think it's more so.
She needs to write back and say where she's from, because I think that would help us determine.
I
she's like, I'm from Long Island. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I think it's a coincidence, and I don't you're saying it's like mentally fucking you up. I don't think it's worth that, you know. I think it's purely a coincidence. People say shit. There people say weird shit during sex. All right, what are you going to do? Yeah, if you have sex with 50 guys, four of them might go, I can't wait to fucking get you pregnant.
Like what I do during sex.
And as soon as they come, I guarantee they're probably like, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, yeah, afterwards. You know what I do? Like a guy will give me a compliment that I've been told before, but I always pretend it's the first time. I go, wait, oh, really?
You like, really like my hair?
No, he'll be like, your vagina's so tight. And I'll be like, wait, I'll go, what? And I always pretend like I didn't hear. I'm like, what? He's like, you have a really great vagina.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, really? And I always say it like I've never been told that.
I used to do a bit about how the only dirty talking line that every man has already downloaded is, your pussy is so tight.
That's true.
And I would do a bit of like, I say to every girl, your pussy is so tight. And sometimes she's like, I haven't even shown it to you yet. And I'm like,
that's funny.
Well, I'm just guessing.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, next email. My bad for being long. I had hiccups. Hi, Lev. Huge fan of the pod. Listen every week. Really need to join the Patreon. You're goddamn right you do, sis. $5 a month. You get an extra episode every fucking week. Every Friday, there's guest episodes, live podcasts up there. Join the fucking Patreon. Support the show. Go to patreon.com/levfur. I'm pretty sure that's it. Or just download the Patreon app and join. It's in my fucking Instagram bio. Join the fam, babe. She goes, I would love if you could do a deep dive on anal, since it's something that you've mentioned that you're into.
How many times have you done it?
Oh, how many times have I done anal? Probably like just under 10.
With 10 different girls or 10 times?
I think it was no repeats.
No repeats.
Yeah. Probably like just under there, but...
Are some assholes tighter than others? Like a pussy?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But okay. Also the thing about anal is like kind of only the surface is what's tight.
Like it's like a tunnel.
Yeah, once you're in...
You're like, hello, hello,
yeah,
hello.
You might hear an echo. You know what I mean? But she goes, my boyfriend really wants to do anal and I want to do it for him. I'm just nervous because his dick is huge.
Uh-oh.
Which, that's a problem. It also takes him a while to come normally. It's probably going to take him longer to come from anal. I did anal once when I was 16 in a three-way with two guys.
Wait, this girl is so advanced.
Yeah, she goes, only anal. I hadn't given up the V yet. Not sure why I thought that was better.
Wait, this is like one of those... I thought that was only a myth.
Having... anal sex with two guys is so hot.
No, a girl that didn't give up her virginity but then was doing anal, I thought that was literally like a myth.
No, I had a girl like that one time. Like a 3 a.m. hotel hookup would only let me fuck her ass because she was like, I'm a virgin. I was like, what?
That's insane.
Yeah, but then I looked up her Instagram. She had a Bible verse in her Insta bio. I was like, this checks out.
Oh, my God.
You know? She goes, but I'm 24 now and I haven't done it since. Like, I have no clue if I'll enjoy it. Is there a specific lube you think is good? How much ass play do you incorporate? Are there any toys that you find helpful? Or how do you make a girl who isn't as experienced with anal as you are comfortable? Anyway, keep doing what you're doing. Hope I can get somebody to come see you in Chicago. Come out to Chicago. Yeah, the key is, you've never done anal, right?
Well, I had a little experience this morning. Guys, I don't mean to brag, but Tori might have a parasite, which means an 80-year-old man said, turn over on your side. I said, okay, I don't even know your name. Okay. Turned over, stuck his finger up my ass, and I thought, this could not be more perfect. I am seeing the king of anal later, Lev.
I don't know if I want that nickname.
Okay, I'm seeing...
the prince of
anal. The prince of anal. Yeah. And I just, that's my only anal experience, so.
How was that, though? Did you squirt?
I didn't, but he put some lube up in there afterwards. You know, he was like that rock star you're talking about, because he stuck that thing in, put his finger in, stuck some other thing, and then he left going, clean yourself up. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you take insurance? He was like, no. I was like, ooh, you're bad.
Yeah, you're a bad boy. Yeah, but you see, lube probably made it a very easy process.
I think he did use lube.
So use a lot of lube. Usually just start with doggy style and have him put a thumb in your ass and get used to that. And, you know, and then go extremely slow. Big dick might be a problem. I'll keep it real with you. You know what I mean? That might be a thing. But, you know, if you can take it, definitely take a picture of that. That's going to be something to put on your wall. That'll be impressive.
Do you, like, bleed from your ass when you do anal for the first time?
I don't think I've ever seen ass bleeding.
But you've seen shit.
Yeah.
Like, a lot?
There was one time where I was like, oh, no.
Like, how much?
I don't want to get too graphic.
Why?
You know?
I want to know.
No, but like as soon as I pulled my dick out, like the scent hit the air and I was like,
was she
no.
embarrassed?
I don't know. I don't know if she knew.
Wait, you said you smelled it.
I mean,
it,
maybe, yeah, but
do you
I don't
have a
know.
Condom?
No, no.
With anal, do you have to use condom or no condom?
I think with anal, here's the thing. Anal is like technically riskier and dirtier to do as far as like STDs.
You probably have a parasite.
No, I'm all Gucci. You know what I mean? If I had a parasite, I'd be 80 pounds lighter. but I feel like most people do anal raw. I feel like condom is not the friendliest for an ass. But it's, you know, I would also be willing to do that. But I'm never like I'm not always down to do anal. You know what I mean? Like
it depends on the girl.
I have to be tipsy. I have to be in a mood. We have to be like having hot, wild sex that like just keeps wanting to get taken to the next level. You know what I mean? That's when you're in the mood to like be like, all right, let's get crazy.
My ass is clenching thinking of this.
Yeah, but I would just say go slow, use a lot of lube, get used to a thumb first, and that's pretty much it. And kind of the longer you do it, the easier it feels to do. Like the worst part of anal is getting it in.
Does it feel good for girls?
What I've always told is like at first you don't like it and then it becomes not bad.
But that's so you're not really just doing it for like telling your girlfriends at brunch.
Yeah, it's like you're mixing it up, you know? It's like you know, you want to be a freak hoe.
Right.
I think that's most of it. I know one girl who can only come from anal sex.
Like you know her personally?
Yeah, yeah. So
she's like a fuck friend?
Like we've hooked up before, but she needs her ass stimulated to come. So like, you know.
Wait, also by the way, you guys, Lev is making the gesture of putting a finger in someone's ass just in
no,
the air.
No, I'm not.
You literally did that. You took your one finger and it went like, I don't know how to do it, like further away from the other fingers, like you were doing.
I
like,
didn't do that.
Your hand
you
was getting
about?
Like secretly horny.
No. All right, maybe. I am a little turned on. I'll be honest.
You're turned on?
Yeah, from these emails.
Oh, thank God we're almost done. We can like, leave you. To be honest.
What?
I kind of am too. I think I'm going to text that guy.
Which
this
one?
This is so fucked up. The one I told you that I was like, I don't really like him, but
that
like
was
the
most
sex
bomb
is so
shit I've ever seen. You're like, to be honest, I'm also horny. Jesus
because,
Christ.
Because I don't know. I was like, it's 5:30. I don't have any shows. I'm like, I know.
Yeah,
they,
totally.
You know.
Well, I've noticed I started masturbating during the day. Like when I take a shower.
Oh, like I started masturbating after every podcast.
Yeah. No, I masturbate during the day now. To like, and it by nighttime, it makes me a completely different person.
Oh, like you're not horny?
Not horny. I'm
oh,
not
maybe
like
I should try that.
Dying to get laid. Like I get shit done. You know, it's a big help. If you need to get more shit done, fucking masturbate during the day.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it'll help you out, folks. Last email, it's called Dating a Drug Dealer.
Mm.
Hey, Lev, so I've been on and off dating one of the most known drug dealers in my city for 3 years.
Oh, my God, this is so hot. Manchester?
I love this next line. She goes, he's a great guy.
What is this, Greece?
He's a great guy, and the fact that he spoils me with his drug money doesn't hurt. But I've recently found out he's cheated on me with multiple girls.
Oh,
multiple
surprise,
times.
Surprise.
Yeah, right? She goes, at first, I felt like an idiot. I've always known in the back of my head that he would do that, as I explicitly told him I didn't want him to feel like he had to be exclusive with me. But it sucks being the girl that everyone says she doesn't know. Anyway, he's gotten arrested before and is currently battling against a coke addiction. So I'm really asking, how the fuck do I stay away from a guy who I can't stop going back to? I realized too late that I care for him like a friend, and now that he found out I'm aware of his cheating, he says he loves me and thinks I'm the one. I don't know. I just can't stay away for more than a half a year from him, even though I know I don't have feelings for him. Don't hold back. I need some straight advice. Love the show. Keep killing it. Also joining the Patreon soon. Listen, let me just tell you something. This is like...
This is like love after lockup shit.
Yeah, this is like you absolutely should not be in this situation. And you got to ask yourself, do you want to jump off the boat while it's still afloat? Or do you want to jump off once it's fucking underwater?
Also, not even just like as like, obviously this podcast is always funny, but as like a general thing, like you could actually get somehow in trouble. Like, do you want to go to like you associating with this type of guy? Even if you're
yeah,
involved with the
drug. Yeah, there's huge risks here.
Like,
drug addict,
drug,
cheating.
Going to jail.
In and out of jail. Like, quit being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, this
like,
is just...
stop chasing the thrill hunt of it and fucking become an adult and, you know, Like, just don't put yourself in that
just,
situation.
Just, like, a normal guy that will treat you bad. Like, they're out there. You don't need to do this and, like, potentially go to jail. I mean, he was just so nice that one day he got out of jail. And then the other days he was, like, a cocaine.
You're in it for the thrill and the fucking adrenaline of
you
it.
You can find these people at bars. Go to 13 Step in New York City. They're there.
Yeah, stop. To me, it's like I knew these girls in high school who would like.
So is this like a Southern thing?
It's not a Southern thing, but I knew like these kind of girls who would like date the fucking, you know, the kid who was the coke dealer in town.
Oh, yeah. There was a drug dealer in my high school.
But I would always look at them and be like, what a stupid, stupid girl.
Yeah.
Like what? Like how, that's like the lowest level of like, oh, I'm getting the benefits of the money. And this is clearly going to end horribly. Yeah. But like, yeah, find a dude, you know, who at least does white collar crime.
Like a girl who has, I feel like every girl dated the fat drug dealer.
Yeah.
And they were always fat. And the girl was skinny because she got the free coke.
Exactly. So, and you said you don't have feelings for him. Like, do I really need to, does more need to be said?
No. I
baby
mean,
girl,
seriously,
come on.
You're seriously might go to jail. Just
no, just like block, just like stop putting yourself in stupid situations. It's time to grow up sometimes. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to be 35.
How old is she?
I don't know. But you don't want to be 35 and still having these problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and also, like, these, you know, you've seen the movies. This couple never ends up good. So.
No. Either you go to jail or he dies or you get pregnant. And
I mean, I'm
sure
she's not going to go to jail. But, she could end up having a fucking kid with this guy or just some dumb shitty. Like, if you go, hey, this guy gave me a permanent STD, like, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. You know
right.
what I mean? It all goes hand in hand. So. Yeah, just make some better decisions, you know. And other than that, we fucking love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the pod. Make sure you follow Tori online. She's got her own podcast called Got It From My Mama that she does with her mom, who is so fucking funny. And I'm actually on that, I think, this week.
This week. Comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, so take a listen. Or no, they're coming out the same day.
Yeah.
So take a listen. And other than that, I love you guys. Join the Patreon game. Come out to a live show. And I'll see you kids on Friday. See you on the other side. Cheers. Much love, people. Peace. Thank you.